This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. Today's learning is dedicated by the Levitson family in honor of the Yahrzeit of the Bas Ayin, Yud Beis Kislev, in honor of Reb Ruvain's father-in-law's Yahrzeit. Tei Nishmas Yetzir B'Tzarachemu. I want to share with you some lamdos on Parshas Vayishlach. We're all familiar with the words of Chazal. Yaakov Avinu says, "Im lavan garti v'eichar adata." Chazal say, "Garti gematria tarjag." Yaakov Avinu was saying, "I lived with Lavan and I fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs." To some degree, that implies that only then Yaakov fulfilled all 613, and until then, maybe he hadn't. Indeed, the Medrash Lekach Tov says that Yaakov Avinu said, "I was mekayim the whole Torah besides Kibud Av V'Aim and Peri V'Rivya, and with Lavan I was mashlim the Taryag mitzvahs." So im Lavan garti, the Taryag mitzvahs shamarti, because now I was mekayim Kibud Av and Peri V'Rivya. Like the pasuk says, "Vayavod Yisrael beisha uveisha shamar." He was shomer all the mitzvahs. The Sefer Chavetz HaSharon explains that Yaakov Avinu was commanded both by his mother and his father to go to Padan Aram. Rivka says, "Kum brach lecha lavan achi, charana." And Yitzchak said, "Kum lecha padana aram, besa besuel." So it comes out that Yaakov Avinu going to Lavan was a fulfillment of both Kibud Eim and Kibud Av. So long as Yaakov was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, he was not fulfilling Kibud Av V'Aim and Mitzvahs Peri V'Rivya. So now the Medrash says, but in the house of Lavan, he was mashlim both. And that's why the Medrash quotes the pasuk, "Uve'isha Shamar," that by marrying a wife, he was Mekayim Peri V'Rivya and Kibud Av V'Aim. The Gemara and Megillah says that Yaakov Avinu was punished because he didn't serve his father for 22 years. That's mashma. He didn't fulfill Kibud Av during those years. Furthermore, didn't Rivka say that he should live there until she calls him? And she only called him after 20 years. So my friend Dr. Yaakov Baim asked, that implies that Yaakov was not being Mekayim Kibud Av V'Aim during that time. But that's what his parents told him to do. Rivka even said, "You should stay there until I call you." So we suggested that, and Chavetz HaSharon brings this point as well, that because Yaakov Avinu delayed an extra 2 years, so that showed, in a way, he was doing it on his own. He was doing it because he wanted to do it. So that, so to speak, negated, and retroactively, he was accountable for all 22 years. But that's how the Chavetz HaSharon explains the Medrash, that with Yaakov Avinu going to get married, he was now mashlim two missing mitzvahs, namely Pru Urevu and Kibud Av V'Aim. Let's discuss a question that we've spoken about in the past. There's a famous machlekes. We know that only Yaakov Avinu is considered Zera Avram. The Mishnah in the Darim says that if someone makes a neder from Zera Avram, they're Aser in Bnei Yisrael and they're Mutter Bivnei Esav. But is Esav considered Zera Yitzchak? We know Esav is not Zera Avram. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha Zera. Only in part of Yitzchak are the descendants of Avram. But is Esav considered Zera Yitzchak? That's a machlekes. The Rivash in Siman Lamed Ches says, Esav is not only not Zera Avram, he's not Zera Yitzchak. However, the Medrash in Perek Parsha Ayin Vav Perek Dalet said that when Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avraham Elokei Avi Yitzchak," what do you mean Elokei Avi Yitzchak? Yitzchak is also Esav's father. Hala Esav Loi, the Medrash says. The Medrash says, "Ela haboicher bedarcheyem v'ha'oisa k'ma'aseyem ani miskayim alav. Misha einoi boicher bedarcheyem v'einoi oisa b'ma'aseyem eini miskayim alav." Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvos in Yoredeas and Reish Mem Daud explains that the Medrash is asking, how could Yaakov Avinu invoke the zechus of Yitzchak? Yitzchak is also Esav's father. To which the Medrash answers that only someone who acts like Yitzchak could access the zechus of Yitzchak. And since Esav did not act like Yitzchak, he cannot invoke the zechus of Yitzchak. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this medrash is a proof against the Rivash. Because the medrash is saying that Esav should also be able to invoke the Zuchos of Yitzchak. Presumably that means Esav, although he may not be Zera Avram, he's Zera Yitzchak. In fact, the medrash doesn't ask how Yaakov could say Elokei Avi Avram. We know how he could say Elokei Avi Avram. The only Avram is the father of Yaakov. But Yitzchak is the father of Esav. The medrash seems to be very clear, because it's only asking on how Yaakov Avinu could invoke Avi Yitzchak. No problem how he could invoke Avi Avram. Avram for sure is only Yaakov's father. And the answer, the Medrash is, the Medrash seems to say, while indeed Yitzchak is Esav's father, Esav cannot utilize his merit. So the Rav Shlomo Kluger brings this Medrash as a proof that Esav is indeed Zera Yitzchak, although he may not be Zera Avram. Okay, now one last point. There's an amazing Tosfos in Kedushin Lamed Tesamad Beis. The Gemara says, Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa. For the Jewish people, Hashem rewards for Machshava Toiva, but he does not punish for Machshava Ra. However, says Tosfos, by the Umayis HaOlam, Machshava Ra Mitzarfa L'maisa. Says Tosfos, what's the source of this? Says Tosfos, the source of it is this week's Haftarah. It says in Oivadya, Mechamas achicha Yaakov techascha busha v'nichras la'olam. Because of the robbery of your brother Yaakov, you should be covered with shame and cut off forever. So Esav is being punished for the treachery that he did to Yaakov. Question, asked Tosfos, Esav did nothing to Yaakov. He didn't end up doing anything. It must be. Why is Esav eternally cut off? Machshava ra, chashav alav lemaisa. Must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref by the Umayis HaOlam, machshava ra lemaisa. And that is the opinion of the Yushalmi, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. By the way, that seems to indicate, if we're learning out machshava ra, Hashem is mitzaref lemaisa from Esav, doesn't that prove that Esav was a Oved Avodah Zarah? Not like the Ramban, who brings a proof from the Gemara in Kedushin that says about Esav, Adilma Yisrael Mumar Shani, that Esav had a din of a Yisrael, because here the Yushalmi and Tosfos is learning out that by Umayis HaOlam, Hashem is Choshev Machshava Ra Lamaisa. So the Prima Gadim, who's one of the greatest of the Poiskim of the Achronim, you know, you have the Noisei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, and in the later generations, Prima Gadim is one of the most authoritative of the later Achronim, after the Noisei Kelim. Prima Gadim wrote a Sefer of Lamdas on Chumash, in a similar style that of the Parshas Drachim, but the Prima Gadim writes it in his very concise style. Prima Gadim wrote a Sefer of Lamdas called Tevas Goyme. And in the Tevas Goyme, on this week's Haftarah, the Prima Gadim says, wait a second, we're going to bring a raya from Esav that Hashem is Choshev Machshava Ra L'maisa. Esav didn't even steal from his brother. He sent Eliphaz. So if he sent Eliphaz, so how can you say Esav didn't actually do anything? Not only did he not do anything, he didn't think anything. He wasn't involved. It was all Eliphaz. How can we learn out from Esav? Esav sent a shliach. The Prima Gadim says, "Zechayra sheshalach Eliphaz achra v'natam amenu amaynai ushluchai kamaisai." In other words, the question is, Esav did do something. What? In other words, the Prima Gadim is asking Esav, now the way the Chavatzelos Hasharon grips the Prima Gadim's question, the Chavatzelos Hasharon, it says, is the truth is, Esav did not actually steal anything from his brother. He sent Eliphaz, his agent, if you look in the Prima Gaudim, it seems like what his question is, that Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai. Now, the commentary Pesach HaTeva learns the question like the Chavetz HaSharon. In other words, the question is that Esav did absolutely nothing. He sent Eliphaz. And the answer is Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai. And therefore, he did try to harm him. So, even though you could ask on that, well, if Shulcha Shel Adam Kamoisai, then he actually did it. Then he did steal. And you don't have a raya anymore. I would have said, that's the actual question of the Prima Gadim. How could you learn out that Machshava Ra, Hashem is Mitzaref L'maisa, it's not a Machshava. Esav did it because Shulcha Shel Adam Kamoisai. So, since Shulcha Shel Adam, I would say the question is, since Shulcha Shel Adam Kamaisai, then it's a Maisa. The Chavetz Chaim HaSharon and the commentary on the Prima Gadim says that that's the answer. Since Shulcha Shel Adam Kamaisai, we see that Esav wanted to do something. Then the Prima Gadim says, wait a second, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. I would say Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira is the answer. Since Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, now it's not a Maisa anymore. Now it's just the desire. But I would say that's the answer. The Tevas Goyma says that's the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon says that's the question. Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. So since Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, so there's no shlichus. And there's no machshava. But then he says, well, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, that's only by a Yisrael. But by a Nachri, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. And then the Tevas Goyma says, well, by Goyim, there's no shlichus whatsoever. There's no shlichus whatsoever. In any event, this is some of the lamdos on the limud of Tosis and the Yushalmi, that Machshava Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mitzarif L'maisa from the fact that Esav only thought to steal from Yaakov, but actually in the end, he never accomplished anything. So Tosha says at Saraya that Machshava Ra, Hashem is Mitzarif L'maisa, even though you could ask, well, Shulcha Shel Adam Kamoisa. It's interesting that the Prima Gadim entertains the possibility, well, is Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai because Eliphaz thought he was doing a mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im, to which the Prima Gadim says, Mima Nefshach. If Eliphaz is a Jew, there is no Kibbut Ava'im if your father tells you to do an Avera. And if he's not a Jew, then there's no mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im b'chlal to Goyim. To read to you the words of the Prima Gadim, V'oi dekoydem atatar Mima Nefshach. If they're bnei noach, ein asay kibud l'man d'amram yizayin mitzvos who doicha l'leis asay gezal. Kibud avayim is not one of the sheva mitzvos, so it wouldn't be doicha gezal. Even though you could ask, you know, we just came back from Morocco. One of the gedolim of North Africa wrote the Mavoi to Shas, and in the intro to Shas, Rabbeinu Nisim Goin brings an idea that any mitzvah which is a mitzvah sichliyos, Goyim archayiv in, which would then come out, Goyim l'chayra archayiv in kibud avayim. In any event, this is some of the yilamdos of the Prima Gadim on this week's Haftorah, which Tosfos and Kedushin says serves as a source that for the Umayis Ha'olam, Hashem is mitzarif, machshava ra'a l'maisa. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.